Fisheries ecologist Clint Mulfeld with the U.S. Geological Survey says bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout are adaptable. They've been adapting to environmental changes for thousands of years.
However, with existing stressors like invasive species and habitat loss, those things pose certainly some challenges to native fish, and climate warming is likely to exacerbate those existing stressors.
Mulfeld says a lot of those stressors are human impacts like dam construction. He paints a picture of the ecosystem looking back over weather data for western Montana from the past 100 years. He says they're seeing a threefold increase in the number of hot days over the summer and a loss of what adds up to about 1 month of cold days in the winter. He says local temperatures track global trends, but are increasing 2 to 3 times faster.
What's mainly happening is the warming trends that we're seeing are reducing the snowpack, and the spring runoff is coming out earlier. And what's happening after that is it's leading to a reduction in summer flows, which is then in turn increasing stream temperatures.
Bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout are cold water dependent species. And by cold water, Mulfeld is talking about water that's less than 55 degrees Fahrenheit. He says the flathead is unique as still having its native fish populations. However, Mulfeld says lake trout, for example, have been moving upstream from Flathead Lake into Glacier Park, and the once bull trout dominated lakes and glacier are becoming dominated by lake trout.
And so that's why with climate change, it's just even more urgent to develop proactive conservation and recovery programs to allow for these species to adapt to this changing climate. And they're definitely not going to there's going to be some losers. We're going to lose some populations along the way.
Mulfeld says a lot of the management focus now is trying to preserve the biodiversity that remains.
It's really Montana's true natural heritage. You know, they're Montana's true natives. And so, and they represent a healthy ecosystem.
Plans to deal with habitat loss, hybridization, and invasive fish are among the tools Mulfeld says managers have to help the species continue to adapt and evolve, or else go extinct. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.